The state legislature was in special session yesterday to consider Governor Tony Evers' plan to ban partisan gerrymandering. And while they didn't take action, they didn't slam the door shut. It's Wednesday, April 15th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, the seven Democratic candidates looking to succeed the retiring Governor Evers met at a candidate forum last night. And in some Wisconsin communities, residents say slow deliveries by the U.S. Post Office are making it hard to depend on receiving things like medication and checks on time.
Growing up, you thought you were going to get your mail rain, sun, sleet, or snow.
Stay with us.
Are you an educator looking for ready-to-use classroom content and engaging professional learning? Visit pbswisconsineducation.org for free videos, games, lessons, and more, built to spark curiosity and support state standards. From writing and Wisconsin history to science and music, find what you need at pbswisconsineducation.org.
The state legislature was in special session yesterday to consider Governor Tony Evers' plan to ban partisan gerrymandering. As Anya Van Wacht and Donk reports, nothing happened, but the effort is not officially over.
Republicans who control the legislature usually just gavel in and out quickly on Evers' agenda, and they followed part of that playbook today over the protests of Democrats, first in the Assembly and then in the Senate. Only this time, they did not adjourn. They kept the session open. That means Republicans could come back at a later date. They say conversations on the issue are ongoing. Evers says there's nothing to negotiate. Anya Van Wacht, Wisconsin Public Radio.
In some Wisconsin communities, residents say their mail has been late, affecting deliveries of medication, checks, and business items. That includes the village of Brown Deer just north of Milwaukee. Brown Deer Village President Wanda Montgomery told WPR's Wisconsin Today she believes the delays are occurring because the Postal Service cut the number of routes in her community.
Growing up, you thought you were going to get your mail rain, sun, sleet, or snow. You were going to get your mail. That now, you cannot count on it. And that's unfortunate.
Earlier this spring, the U.S. Postmaster General told Congress the Postal Service is in danger of running out of funding. He said it needs to be allowed to borrow more money and to charge more for postage. Last week, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin sent a letter to the Postmaster General demanding answers about mail delays growing throughout the state. The seven Democrats running for governor committed to addressing climate change at a virtual forum last night. Rich Kramer has more.
At the discussion hosted by liberal group Citizen Action of Wisconsin, all seven candidates were asked how they'll head off catastrophic climate change as governor. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley called for a Green New Deal for public schools.
And we have to continue to look at how we can put more renewable energy on rooftops all across our state.
Former Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation CEO Missy Hughes pitched a business-inclusive approach.
There are tons of opportunities in working with our manufacturers to find opportunities for more sustainability and to help them bring those into fruition.
Madison Senator Kelda Royce and Representative Francesca Hong both called for public banking options for green energy projects. The primary is in August. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Another Republican state senator has announced his retirement, complicating the GOP's attempt to hold its narrow majority in the chamber. A statement from Republican Jesse James of Thorpe said his time representing Western Wisconsin in the state Senate and Assembly has... been the, quote, opportunity of a lifetime. But he said it came at the price of being away from his family. James was running against Brunswick Democrat Jeff Smith in the 31st Senate District in Western Wisconsin. James currently represents an adjacent district, but was drawn into Smith's seat under new legislative maps. Smith's seat is considered a swing district. Republican Senators Rob Hutton and Van Wangard also have announced their retirements from swing districts. A Milwaukee alder is calling on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to take over management of a state-owned train and bus station in the city. Evan Casey has more.
The Milwaukee Intermodal Station is a stop for the Amtrak and local and regional buses in downtown Milwaukee. Milwaukee Alder Bob Bauman is calling on the state to take over management to address safety concerns. That's after a woman was allegedly sexually assaulted there last week.
People are going to stop using the facility as it is because of the crime issues and disorder.
The state currently contracts outside agencies for management and security at the station. Bauman says he'd also like to see Wisconsin patrol officers on site. A statement from the DOT said they will, quote, continue to advocate with those contracting partners for appropriate security adjustments based on what we learned through the investigation. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a writer in Eau Claire shares her family's story of using money boats to remember and honor people who have passed. That's right after this.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about remembering and honoring people who have passed.
A lot goes into planning a funeral when a loved one passes. For writer Yia Lohr of Eau Claire, she helped fold thousands of money boats to honor her sister, Shur Lohr. She looks back on that time, and she continues the tradition to show her everlasting love.
Around my sister's birthday, my niece and I gathered to fold money boats, also called money bars. These are significant in Hmong animism because they represent bars of silver and gold. The money boats are used in many ways to connect with the spirit world, including providing wealth for the deceased on their spiritual journey. My niece and I took large sheets of joss paper with shiny gold and silver foil, and we cut them into smaller rectangles before folding. Our aim was for 34 money boats, since that was how old my sister would have been. How many do you think we made for your mom's funeral? I asked my niece as we worked at the kitchen table. A lot, she responded. Maybe hundreds? Thinking back on that day, it's likely that my family folded thousands of boats in preparation for my sister's funeral. We folded throughout the day and into the night. It seemed that every time I called someone or stopped by my parents' home, they were busy folding. Once, my mother asked me to split a package of joss paper and take it home. I made a couple hundred money boats that night. It was common to find relatives and family friends also helping at my parents' home. Our fingers would turn yellow from the gold foil, and we'd take turns scrubbing them in my parents' kitchen sink. Folding money boats was also a time to remember my sister and do some planning for the funeral. Most of the time, we mourned the loss of my sister and wondered how we would move forward with just our memories of her. Every once in a while, though, someone offered a funny story that momentarily broke up the heaviness. With the help of relatives, my niece and nephew arranged their boats to create large hearts for their mom. Because creating displays like this take hours and even days to make, my siblings and I opted to purchase some from vendors who specialized in arrangements for funerals. While setting up for the funeral, I sat back and admired all of the different arrangements. There were hearts and wreaths, even a house and a car, all made from our money boats. As beautiful as everything was, though, they would all get burned at the funeral for my sister to take with her on her next journey. The funeral started early in the morning and went through the night, with many family members still around to keep watch. I returned home to rest my eyes for a few hours. Just after 3 in the morning, my brother texted saying they were hauling the money boat arrangements to my parents' home to burn. I drove out to the countryside to find a large bonfire already growing. My family and extended relatives gathered to take turns throwing money boats into the fire, while we called on my sister. Here you go, Zhao, I said, taking money boats off my arrangement and feeding them into the fire. After my niece and I finished folding all 34 money boats for my sister's birthday and washed our hands clean, we went out to the backyard where we burned them. We let my sister know we were thinking of her and sending love her way. We asked her to remember us too. I imagine these gold and silver boats floating down the Chippewa River. And somewhere along the way, they entered the spirit world where my sister was waiting.
Yialor is a writer who lives in Eau Claire. She folded money boats for her sister, Jurlor. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCullum.
And in weather today, a dense fog advisory remains in effect through 10 a.m., impacting the northeast of Richland County to Wausau to Green Bay and all of northeast Wisconsin. Meanwhile, areas of fog and mostly cloudy for the rest of the day. Rain and thunderstorms at times in southern sections of the state. And highs will likely reach in the low 60s, but could reach up to 70. Tonight, showers likely in the southern half of the state and patchy fog elsewhere, with lows in the upper 40s to the north and mid-50s south. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Sean Johnson. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.